A sick-out reported at the Winston Scott Polyclinic. The private sector warns that an extended lockdown will be devastating for businesses and the economy overall and might result in even more layoffs. The police report a drop in crime thus far this year compared to the same period in 2020. Government still weighing its options with regards to crop over this year, with a decision to be made in about a month's time. This is entertainment manager Ingrid Holder talks about the difficult time the sector is having to endure. Good afternoon, I'm Dennis Johnson. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC First Caribbean.
General Secretary of the Unity Trade Union has reported that several nurses at the Winston Scott Polyclinic have staged a sick out today over growing discontent about, among other things, lack of personal protective equipment there. Caswell Franklin says his union is representing the interests of about 150 nurses, and that action would escalate if the nurses' issues are not addressed. We do apologize for the incorrect extract on that. We continue the 12:30 edition of the latest, and I do apologize for the late start of our newscast. NUPW Acting General Secretary Wayne Walren confirmed as well that a number of nurses did not show up for work today. The country's private sector is warning that an extended lockdown will be devastating for businesses and the economy overall and might result in even more layoffs. This grim pronouncement from business leaders after Minister of Health and Wellness, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, told The Nation newspaper that unless the country brings down the COVID positivity rate by next week, his ministry is likely to recommend to Cabinet an extension of the current 15-day lockdown. The Health Minister says Barbados' COVID numbers are deeply concerning. This against the background of 11 deaths since the start of the year, when compared to just 7 for all of last year, and a daily batch of new cases, 23 yesterday, and another death. Chairman of the Barbados Private Sector Association, Ed Clark, is appealing to the country as a whole to cooperate with government to try to bring the COVID situation under control.
Yeah, it's not only the business sector, it's very devastating for Barbados as a whole. And once businesses start to falter, people get more unemployment in the country. It's very devastating for Barbados.
And the social.
Social economic impact is tremendous. So the extended lockdown is not an option for Barbados. We have got to cooperate with government requests and try and do everything possible to ensure that this pause ends when in the employment society it should end. We can't afford it as a country.
Mr. Clark is calling for the harshest possible crackdown on those who violate the protocols.
But Barbadians are still not following. I was very surprised that the monitoring unit had to shut down 4 parties over the weekend. But they don't understand what people are doing and what they're thinking. It seems some people just have no respect for them, their own lives and other people's lives. And we really need to penalize such people. There's no more time for excuses in Barbados. We have got to be harsh on people who are abusing the regulations of the country to ensure that this country gets back to work and we do not have an extended negative impact on people's lives. It is not just the economy, but the whole livelihood of Barbadians that's at stake. So we have to make sure that people follow the protocols. The carrot time is over. We need to use the big stick and penalize the people who are abusing the protocols.
Clark also says the private sector has been seeking to find out from government the numbers in relation to COVID that COVID would have to achieve for the economy to fully open back up, and awaits details on what the metrics will be. President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Eddie Abed, also believes that the consequences of an extended lockdown will be dire.
We're hopeful that they don't have to. I can honestly tell you, if there's a further lockdown, there's a greater chance of people being furloughed and perhaps even terminated, and the prospect for businesses trading their way out of the problems. And bear in mind, this has been 12 months since March last year. Grow less and less likely. It's going to be devastating for the business community. There's just no other way to put it.
Meantime, the Deputy Commissioner of Police, Irwin Boyce, warns that there'll be a no-nonsense approach to deal with people who break the curfew or violate protocols.
Now, obviously, the curfew measures are there for the better of the country, for returning the country to a day of normalcy. So, again, from a police perspective, we urge everybody to understand the directives, apply the directives, and not only apply, but be sure that your neighbor or your partner are aware of and comply with the directives of the ministry as they are for our good, or you suffer the consequences, and the consequences can be very profound.
Deputy Commissioner Boyce also reports a decline in crime thus far this year when compared to January last year, and a significant decline for 2020 overall when compared to 2019. He says the curfew measures played a big part.
So far for the year, they have been extremely quiet in terms of criminal activity, the hardcore criminal activity. When we look at the stats and compare the stats with January of last year, we are seeing something like almost a 50% decline in reported crime. We have had a 47% up to last weekend, just under 50%. And almost all the categories of crime show a downward trend. Maybe it is because of the seriousness we apply to curfew, in that it's less people on the road at night, and the visibility of police is quite obvious, and the fact that the majority of people are tending to respect the directives in return in relation to curfew activities.
Deputy Commissioner Owen Boyce in the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News.
The latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Barbadians should know within the next month or so government's position on the staging of Cropover 2021. Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with responsibility for culture, John King, said talks have been ongoing with the National Cultural Foundation and other key stakeholders on the national festival. He tells the Starcom Network News that unlike Trinidad and Tobago Carnival, which will definitely be affected this year, Barbados still has time and is weighing all its options.
Looking at all the pros and cons, you have vaccines coming. What is it going to be like after that? Can we then still have it? So that puts us in a position where our discussions have to be ongoing, rather than trying to make a definite, firm decision early and then find yourself in a position where you could have held on a little bit longer. So we're still doing that, and I'm sure within, I would say, a month's time, we should be able to have a real firm decision on if we're going to have it or not. Or if we do have it, what is it going to look like? You know, because obviously it would not be in the same way as we are accustomed to.
Mr. King says there'll be the widest possible consultation with stakeholders on the way forward.
The situation that we're in now, a lot of those discussions, although they will be online, are still not the same as if you really have that time to really sit down and drill down with all the different people as you would like. So it will take a little longer than usual, but I think this is the best way that we can approach this to ensure that whatever decision finally is made, everybody is comfortable, everybody is on board, and whatever the alternatives are, the same thing, everybody's on board and we can move forward from there.
Meanwhile, entertainment manager Ingrid Holder tells Starcom Network News that the entertainment sector is currently facing a very difficult time.
It's very challenging. We haven't worked since February 2020. I don't know how are we going to wrap our heads around even getting through 2021? We thought this was the savior year, but it apparently isn't, because yet again we're faced with no reggae festival and possibly no crop over. So we're going into year two with no work. Apart from the online stuff, I'm not too sure what else we can gauge around for possible income, but we're working on that. We're working on trying to be as innovative as we can be, but there's only so much you can do.
Miss Holder, who manages some of Barbados's leading entertainers, told us about her recovery after recently being ill in hospital for 17 days. She has recovered and is back home, but she says the journey was not as easy, and she thanks everyone for their support.
I came out of the hospital on February 5th. I'm home now. Not a good time to be in the hospital, really. Rather, I mean, with anything due to the COVID situation, because your family and friends can't visit you as previous, but it is what it is. I just want to thank everybody for their prayers, and I'm back.
Entertainment manager Ingrid Holder. The industrial accident at the Arak cement plant last December, which claimed a life, is still under active investigation by labor officials and the police. Starcom Network's Wendy Burke has an update.
The accident at the Arawak cement plant in St. Lucie happened last year in December. Two men, including one who was then critically injured and subsequently passed away, Brian Moore, had 90% burns about his body. He, along with colleague Vincent Ellis, were both hospitalized as a result of the accident, which happened after they were overseeing a cement mixing process. It was reported that there was a blockage which they observed, and while trying to clear the blockage, an extremely hot mixture was expelled, completely covering Moore, while Ellis sustained radiant exposure. This incident, according to the Labour Minister, is currently under investigation by the Labour Department's Occupational Safety and Health Section. Police have also reported to Starcom Network that investigations into this matter are ongoing. Wendy Burke, Starcom Network.
Donald Trump's second impeachment trial is on in the U.S. Senate today, the first time a U.S. president has gone on trial after leaving office. He faces a single charge of incitement of insurrection in a speech to supporters ahead of a deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Mr. Trump's legal team has called the trial absurd and unconstitutional on the basis that he has already left office. Democrats laying out the case for the prosecution dispute this, saying he should be held accountable. Mr. Trump made history last month by becoming the first president to be charged with misconduct twice by the lower chamber of Congress. He's not expected to attend the Senate trial in person. Recapping the top stories in the lunchtime edition, a sick-out reported at the Winston Scott Polyclinic. The private sector warns that an extended lockdown will be devastating for businesses and the economy overall and may result in even more layoffs. The police report a drastic drop in crime so far this year when compared to the same period in 2020. They believe the curfew measures have played a significant part. And government still weighing its options with regards to crop over this year, with a decision to be made in about a month's time. Investigations continue into a fatal accident at the Arak cement plant, and Donald Trump's second impeachment trial began in the United States Senate. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. And for the Network News team, I'm Dennis Johnson. Good afternoon. And we apologize again for the late start and some of the issues we faced with this, the lunchtime edition of the latest.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.